Coming up, Polonia Today, a radio program in English on Polish topics with producer and host Debbie Majka.
Good afternoon and dzień dobry. I'm Debbie Majka, producer and host of Polonia Today. And today is Sunday, November 19th. And don't miss today's talk at 3 p.m. sponsored by the Polish People's University, Polski Uniwersytet Ludowy. The guest speaker, Father Bogusław Dąbrowski, and the topic, Adjente's Mission in Uganda. And as always, Chopin's concert, Rondo Krakowiak, welcomes you to the multicultural voice of the Greater Delaware Valley, WWDB 860 AM, and another edition of Polonia Today, a Polish program in English, which includes news from Poland, the Cultural Corner, the Polish Word of the Day, events in the Greater Delaware Valley Polish-American community, and in every program a variety of Polish music, classical, polkas and obereks, folk songs, popular music, and oldies too. And on this autumn Sunday afternoon leading up to Thanksgiving, let's begin with this oldie, a tango, Kora and Pamiętasz Była Jesień. Remember, it was in autumn.
Pamiętasz Była Jesień, mały hotel pod Różami, pokój numer 8, staruszek portier z uśmiechem dawał klucz. Na schodach niecierpliwie całowałeś pokryjomu moje włosy. Czy więcej złotych liści było, czy twych pieszczot miły dzisiaj nie wiem już. Odszedłeś potem nagle, drzwi otwarte, liść pod lewem wiatru padł mi do nóg. I wtedy zrozumiałam, to się kończy, pożegnania czas już przekroczyć próg. Pamiętasz, była jesień, pokój numer 8, korytarza no. Już nigdy nie zapomnę hoteliku podróżami, choć już minął.
From Poland and Ukraine, Ukrainian forces are making tactical level gains along the front against Russia's invading army, particularly in the southeastern Zaporizhia region and the southern Kherson province, according to the Institute for the Study of War. The U.S. think tank made the assessment in its latest report on Russia's ongoing invasion of Ukraine. The Russian army appears to be trying to regain the theater-level initiative by conducting several simultaneous offensive operations in eastern Ukraine, the ISW said. However, Ukrainian forces maintain pressure on critical areas of the front, the U.S. experts added. The situation along the front line is complex, but Ukrainian forces maintain control of the battle space, according to military officials in Kyiv. Ukraine's commander-in-chief stated on Monday that the Avdiivka, Kupiansk, and Marinka directions are the most intense, but noted that Ukrainian forces are continuing offensive actions. Meanwhile, Ukraine's ground forces commander emphasized that Russian forces were pursuing simultaneous offensive actions in several directions and trying particularly to regain the initiative north and south of Bakhmut in the eastern Donetsk region. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky said that Ukrainian forces are reporting an increase of Russian assaults in the Kupiansk, Avdiivka, and Donetsk directions, the ISW noted. And before we get to the lighter side of the news, let's have a word from the sponsors who help to bring you Polonia Today. Let the Associated Polish Home, conveniently located at 9150 Academy Road, just off I-95 in Northeast Philadelphia, make your life a whole lot easier. Looking for an elegant yet affordable space for your wedding reception, or maybe a special birthday, first communion, or graduation party? Plan your special event in the spacious Belvedere Ballroom, the intimate Vistula Lounge, or maybe an outdoor event in the shady Picnic Grove. Expert catering, full-service bar, professional hardwood dance floor and stage, safe off-street parking. Polish Home has it all. For pricing, availability, or to view the space, email polishhomerental@gmail.com. I repeat, polishhomerental@gmail.com. Every meal becomes a feast with provisions from Cherv Brothers, the Kielbasy Boys. Kielbasa prepared in brick oven smokehouses, homemade pierogi, bacon, krakowska, and many varieties of sausage. Cherv Brothers, 3370 Tilton Street, Port Richmond, 215-423-1707. Monday through Saturday, stop by. John Cherv always welcomes you with a smile and high-quality, delicious polska kielbasa. 215-423-1707. And from the cinema world, acclaimed Polish director Agnieszka Holland has won the Fiori Campo Award at the Terzo Millennio Film Festival in Rome for her latest film, The Green Border. The award recognizes films that profoundly explore the deepest meanings of life, stir consciences, and illuminate the human soul's darker areas, according to the organizers. The Green Border tells the story of a migrant crisis on the Polish-Belarusian border. It presents three perspectives, those of the migrants, Poland's border guard, and Polish activists. During a pre-screening meeting with viewers, Holland attributed the causes of the crisis to Russian President Vladimir Putin and Belarusian strongman Alexander Lukashenko. She expressed her personal connection to the subject of migration, reflecting on her own experience as a political immigrant. She said she believes in the power of film to reveal the secret of evil and values controversy for its ability to provoke thought and action. She also dedicated the award to activists assisting the migrants, highlighting her solidarity with their cause. And that concludes the news from Poland and Ukraine. Stay tuned for the Cultural Corner, the Polish Word of the Day, and the Philly Scene after we hear from the sponsors who helped to bring you Polonia Today. Thank them for their support of Polonia Today by supporting them.
Beacon Bridge Wealth Partners exists to help you plan to live well. You may have questions like, how long will my money last? How will I manage changing my health care needs? What purposes can my wealth serve? Our mission is to provide you with holistic guidance that will help make confident decisions, avoid costly mistakes, and achieve meaningful impacts. Connect with us at beaconbridgewealth.com.
A taste of Poland in Port Richmond. Polka Deli, located conveniently at 2719 East Allegheny Avenue. Kielbasa, fresh meats and cheeses, pierogi, naleśniki, homemade soups, deli sandwiches, desserts, candy, and much, much more. Marek Kucharski and family invite you. Open daily. Phone 215-634-3750. I repeat, 215-634-3750. Polka Deli, a taste of home. Hi, this is Debbie Micah, and you're tuned to the Cultural Corner of Polonia today, where our favorite gourmets bring us the St. Martin's Day feast, goose, just in time for Thanksgiving. Na Marcina, gęś do komina. On St. Martin's Day, the goose goes into the oven.
You're tuned to Warsaw.
Polish fusion, Polski fusion, the Polish palate. The Polish quest for taste, pierogi, pizza, kebab, molecular cuisine. Tales from the Polish kitchen with Agnieszka Bielawska,
Elżbieta Krajewska. Hello, everyone.
On the eve of Independence Day in Poland, November 11th, obviously, we're getting prepared for all kinds of parades, marches, and of course for the delicacies that we are now so very much used to. And we have to watch out for something which is a novelty. It's not been here for ages. And it's the young wine, the St. Martin's wine, because the 11th of November is St. Martin's Day.
Yes, we have now developed something which might be called a November the 11th menu, actually. The obvious St. Martin's wine, the croissant, the Poznan croissant, the goose, of course. But, you know, I was thinking, what kind of soup would we start off?
The pumpkin soup, of course.
Yeah, well, since, as it turns out, we are one of the major global producers of pumpkins, obviously.
So it can be a pumpkin cream soup, be it on the savory side or on the sweeter side, be it with ginger, be it with rosemary and garlic, etc. There are so many possibilities. And really, the chefs come up with various ideas. Another soup, which I found is becoming also extremely popular for this particular day, is the beetroot cream, not the classical barszcz, which is a clear soup, but a cream of beetroots, very nice, very sweety, savory, and with the addition of horseradish cream.
Mm. That sounds good, because I was thinking you would need something lighter if you're thinking of following with a second course that's a roast goose, which is quite fatty and quite heavy, and having a dessert like the croissant.
But one of the healthiest meat when it comes to poultry.
Yes, that is true. That is true. Then the beetroot soup would probably be chosen by those who would not accompany the roast goose with beets as a side dish, that it would probably go for the cabbage, modra kapusta, I suppose.
Yes, I suppose, or maybe with the addition of prunes and plums that we've been talking about some time ago. So this
that's
is also
a stuffing, I'd say.
Yeah.
Prunes and, yes, apples, rosemary, evidently.
Absolutely, or marjoram. I mean, everything that is good for the intestine, for digestion. So these kinds of herbs. And I think it has become, while we're talking about it, I think each and every year, because there was a time when we were one of the largest producers in Europe of geese. However, not very many of them landed on our home market. Most of them were exported to Germany. Mm-hmm. And suddenly, several years ago, there was this particular campaign, which is like repeated each and every year, which calls for remembering about our Polish goose. And so not only the chefs in various restaurants across the country, but also very many households take up the quite difficult issue of the goose. It is not an easy bird to roast, frankly, because it is big. So it is very fatty.
Yes. In addition to being big, mm-hmm. yes, you get a lot of goose grease additionally.
Absolutely. The goose grease, which can be used for everything in the kitchen following once we've roasted the goose. And there are you know, those who, as usual, those who opt for sort of like thighs, goose legs, which they say is best. It is brown meat. And they say it is best, especially when it's done in the confit way, that is cooked in the goose lard, very slowly. Some, on the other side, opt for the breasts, mm-hmm. Quite big, really, and full of juices and taste once you've known how to do it properly. So mm-hmm, you do mm-hmm. not dry them out completely.
I think they're easier, actually, a bit easier than a traditional turkey would be, because they are much more fatty.
Yeah, that's true.
And yes, we have rediscovered the goose over the past years. Strangely enough, we were mass producing geese, excellent geese, and everyone knew about our geese, except, as it turns out, we on our home soil. But that has indeed changed. And even if not for a celebration menu like St. Martin's Day, which was traditional many, many decades ago for Poles to be eating goose, then it really has come back into our menus, which is good, because it is really, as you said, it is a very healthy kind of meat, even though it is quite fat. But it's really good for you. And now we have a celebration menu for November the 11th, and not only in Poznań, which was leading the field in respect of eating geese on St. Martin's Day and Independence Day.
And this was also the place where the tradition of eating St. Martin's croissants, as you said, rogale świętomarcińskie, a very particular kind of croissant made out of, definitely not the French pastry, not the puff pastry.
Lots of poppy seeds inside, and lots of what we call bacalier, that's all kind of dried fruit, and peanuts in this case. But the poppy seeds are also special because they're white.
Mm-hmm. And lots of icing. Lots of icing.
This is big, and mm-hmm. it's also fat, this croissant, but it is absolutely delicious. And thankfully, you don't have to go to Poznań anymore to find them. They are all over the place. Another thing which has been distributed all over Poland in connection with November the 11th. We can get them even earlier than that and a bit later as well. But there are places, I'm thinking of Warsaw now, where they do have the only proper ones, because these croissants, too, they have certificates of origin.
Exactly. So if you want to sell a croissant and call it St. Martin's croissant, you do have to have some kind of document that you're selling or producing the real one. Otherwise, then you're breaching the law. This is, as I said, a croissant of a recipe of hundreds of years standing. And it is I don't think we can compare that, but I can say that the dough is equally difficult to prepare as the puff or French pastry.
It's sort of Danish pastry, mm-hmm. which needs rolling and refolding and putting more butter inside. So it is a hassle. But
it's not as light as the French croissant. No, it's a heavy one.
Mm-hmm. No, we call it a croissant because it's shaped.
It's shaped
as
like
one,
a croissant.
But it's definitely not the kind of pastry. Okay, so we're washing it all down with St. Martin's wine?
Oh, absolutely.
We have to.
We have to. I mean, 11th of November calls for such a menu. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
And we'll conclude the cultural corner with this Mazowsze hit, Gęś Wodą, the goose in the water, not in the oven.
Nie powiem. with me, and you will see.
And let's learn a little Polish today. Our Polish word of the day is the verb to hold, trzymać. Repeat after me, trzymać. And here's an example sentence. Trzymał w ręku szklankę z wodą, gdy wpadł na niego mój pies. He was holding a glass of water when my dog bumped into him. So remember to practice. Trzymać.
Sing along with me, and you will see.
Let the Associated Polish Home, conveniently located at 9150 Academy Road, just off I-95 in Northeast Philadelphia, make your life a whole lot easier. Looking for an elegant yet affordable space for your wedding reception, or maybe a special birthday, first communion, or graduation party? Plan your special event in the spacious Belvedere Ballroom, the intimate Vistula Lounge, or maybe an outdoor event in the shady Picnic Grove. Expert catering, full-service bar, professional hardwood dance floor and stage, safe off-street parking. Polish Home has it all. For pricing, availability, or to view the space, email polishhomerental@gmail.com. I repeat, polishhomerental@gmail.com.
Czy chcesz śpiewać w żeńskim chórze? Chór imienia Marceli Kochańskiej-Sembry zaprasza. Próby odbywają się w każdy poniedziałek o godzinie 7:30 wieczorem. Miejscem spotkań jest Dom Polski przy 9150 Academy Road. Jeśli masz trochę czasu i lubisz śpiewać, spróbuj razem z nami. Możesz przyjść bezpośrednio na próbę lub zadzwoń do Dolores 215-633-0560. Śpiewamy pieśni kompozytorów polskich i amerykańskich. Pracujemy nad muzyką klasyczną i okolicznościową, a także kilka razy w roku dajemy koncerty. Wspólne śpiewanie pozwoli Ci na oderwanie się od dnia codziennego i chwilę relaksu. Spróbuj! Hi, this is Debbie Micah, and you're tuned to Polonia Today, here at the multicultural voice of the Greater Delaware Valley, WWDB 860 AM, and here in Philadelphia, the Polish People's University, Polski Uniwersytet Ludowy, invites all to the talk at 3 p.m. today at the Associated Polish Home. The guest speaker, a Franciscan, Father Bogusław Dąbrowski. The topic, the Adhentes mission in Uganda. All PUL talks in the Polish language. Light refreshments follow the talk, and it's all free. And the Marcela Kochańska-Sembrich Female Chorus invites you to sing on Monday nights from 7 to 9 p.m. at the Associated Polish Home. Sing Kolendy, our beloved Polish Christmas carols, as we prepare for our after-Christmas concert on Sunday, January 14th. And as TJ signals me that today's edition of Polonia Today is drawing to a close, you'll be listening to the song stylist Edita Geppert and this prayer as we approach Thanksgiving. Dear Lord, keep us in your care. Modlitwa do dobrego Boga. Thank you for listening to Polonia Today. You can listen to the podcast anytime. Till next Sunday at 1:30, happy Thanksgiving, whether you're preparing turkey or goose. Do usłyszenia.
Daj mi proszę, dobry Boże, zamiast drogi to bezdroże, które prosto poprowadzi, prowadzi mnie w nieznane. Innym, dobry Boże, zostaw wstęgi ulic i autostrad, a ja niech już na manowcach, na manowcach. Pozwól mi się, Boże, błąkać po gęstwinach i po łąkach, w niepewności wydeptywać tysiąc ścieżek, wydeptywać tysiąc ścieżek. Nie bój się, że gdzieś przepadnę, dokąd iść mam, nie odgadnę. spełnij proszę, o czym marzę. Niech pod tęczy twej ołtarzem wyspowiadam gorzkie żale, słodkie grzechy. I niech sercu siły doda, darowana mi swoboda, co nie szczędzi mi ni smutku, ni smutku, ni pociechy. Choć nie jeden dasz mi, Boże, do zgryzienia twardy orzech, daj też iskrę, żeby radość z niej rozniecić, radość z niej rozniecić. I nadzieję mi pozostać, drodze swej nie sprosta. Ty mój dobry Boże, wyjdziesz mi naprzeciw,